Telemann's Don Quixote, Amorous Sighs, performed by Jean Lemon and Tafo Music, of course, out of Toronto, and taking us to the bottom of the clock. You're with the Oasis here on the new Classical FM. Great to be with you. It's Mark Wigmore. Welcome to the broadcast. We have something fascinating and informative for you this afternoon. Today we have Leslie Anderson on the program. Leslie, a family historian with Ancestry.ca, and last week we began this little journey with Leslie, discovering how you can look at your ancestry and your family tree and also dig into my history a little live on the air. So, Leslie, welcome back.
No, thanks, Mark.
You've been researching my family tree. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but tell us a little bit about genealogy and family history research.
Right. Well, genealogy is the official name for family history research, and it's really fun. It's very addictive, and it's a great hobby with great rewards. And I just think now is the perfect time to find out about the stories about your ancestors and find out things about where they lived, their achievements, and the challenges that they overcame. And searching in various records, we'll get into this a little later, but like censuses and immigration documents or occupational files. And this really lets you find out more about the stories of your ancestors' lives. Or if your ancestor fought in a war, you know, are there service files that we can get on Ancestry? You know, how did they come to Canada and where they were born?
All right. Leslie, as mentioned, you've been working with me for the past couple of weeks to build my family tree. I did a bunch of work with my family to get started. I'm a Wigmore on my father's side and Iverson on my mother's. Leslie, what are some of the interesting things you found out? I think this will be a good example of what people might discover themselves.
Well, exactly. Actually, Mark, your family tree is very interesting.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're going to want to dig into it more.
All right.
As you said, you started by providing me with information that you gathered from your family members or maybe your parents and found out up till about your grandparents.
That's right.
And you told me, you know, just go for it and see what I could find. And boy, did I find some interesting things. For example, your Wigmore family, your great-grandfather, I found out, was a shopkeeper in the Isle of Wight, but it's really his family and the names in the family that I tapped into that really proved to be interesting. First of all, the names that, you know, you start researching in addition to the Wigmores, you've got all the mother's maiden names, and they give you clues about the other ancestors, like where did they get their names from, middle names, for example. Edward Hastings Wigmore, his middle name came from his grandmother Atkins line, and it was her mother's maiden name. So that maiden name has come down through history. And his grandfather, Richard Harding Wigmore, was named after another grandmother's maiden name. Now, these Atkins and Wigmores lead back to Ireland, where they're basically gentry. You are landed estates. You've got properties, connections to properties and houses, manor houses that they owned. And I've got beautiful pictures of the Ballinona House, which was in Dungorney, County Cork, and it was the main seat of the Wigmore family. It was occupied by your ancestor, Richard Wigmore. And so there's pictures of the interiors of one of the houses, which I believe is an Airbnb. And the Atkins family is of Furville in County Cork, and they can be traced back to the governor of Guernsey.
Totally fascinating. It was my understanding that the Iverson side of my family was where I got the Irish from, but I had no idea that the Wigmores were originally from Ireland. That is truly amazing.
They even have a family crest of unicorns. The whole thing is unicorns.
Wow.
So I think you might be interested in this Furville house, which was built in around 1798 for Major Robert Atkins. And he was a keen owner and a breeder and a trainer of racehorses. And his daughter, your third great grandmother, married Richard Harding Wigmore. And certainly because they're men of distinction in the area, you can easily research them. There's, you know, a story of him, because he was such a gambler, really, he lost the Furville house, you know, was disgraced.
Well, my dad loved to go to the raceway, so that makes some sense. Interesting.
What I found also was there's different members of your Wigmore extended family going to Tasmania.
Okay.
Where
wow.
One of the branches in 1850, he and his daughter were involved in something called the Stag Farm Incident, which involved murder, home invasion, and kidnapping in colonial Tasmania.
Sounds like just a regular month in my life. Yeah, so I understand.
Yeah. Now, your mother's side.
Okay, the Iversons.
Yeah, the Iverson side is a little bit more normal, I would say. So one of the things that I always find interesting is looking at the census of the families as they, you know, as they live their lives. And I could see that one of your Ethel lines and married a Sutton through one of your mother's lines. And in the 1861 census, they're both together as servants in Shropshire. And Thomas was a groom and Mary was a housemaid, and they married a year later.
So sort of interesting. On one side, we're upstairs. On the other side, we're downstairs.
And it looks like that.
You know, no wonder I feel so at home at Downton Abbey one way or the other.
that new series, the sure. Bridgerton or whatever.
Sure.
So the mother's side, your Iversons, what I saw was some great tombstones from Find a Grave on Ancestry. You can find out lots of biographical details. You can get signatures of Marianne Iverson in her will. In a research tree that I found on Ancestry, there were lots of pictures and documents, including information on Romany gypsies. And they were also mariners. And through your Iversons, which led to mummeries and collards, it tapped into another researcher's tree going back to the 1500s. So we're talking about your sixth to seventh great grandparents. And if there's still a pub called the Fox and Goose Pub in Folkestone, Kent, and the names, you know, Mummeries and Iversons and Nutleys, they owned boarding houses. And at this time in history, in the 1800s, was really all around smuggling and the import of contraband goods such as, you know, spirits, tea and tobacco and silk and lace. So your roots lead you back to areas of England that were known for smuggling.
So on one side of the family, gambling and the ponies, the other side bringing in contraband and It sounds like a real group of scoundrels one way or the other. So yeah. I absolutely love it. And I love that we're hearing about gravestones. We're hearing about pictures. We're hearing about signatures. These are just some of the items and images and ideas that people are going to find as they go through their own search.
I'd say all eight of your great grandparents were the immigrants. So all eight of your eight grandparents came to Canada.
Yeah.
So you may find them in a passenger list if they came after 1865. And you might even find out how much money they came with or where they were going and who they came from, kind of thing. So I think the historical records that we have are easy to find, but if you're really not sure of how to search, as long as you're putting the information that you found in your family tree, Ancestry will act as a research assistant. So we provide you with hints based on that information. And then we present you with matching records, historical records, and other people's trees. So you're able to find out all this information as much as you can, as easily as possible.
And no wonder it becomes a hobby too, because one domino hits another, and the next thing you know, you're off in another direction, depending on what family member you're looking at and how far you go back.
Exactly. And some you just don't get very far right now, but
sure.
It's always good to go back and check the records, because records are always being digitized and indexed on Ancestry and coming online.
If you're just joining us, family historian Leslie Anderson is with us here on The Oasis. And just a treat to learn a little about my family tree and some of the resources available to you. You could do the same, ancestry.ca. And I know there's a couple different options for people. You have the DNA option if people want to go that route. There is a 14-day free trial. as I get ready to look further into my family tree, give us a few parting ideas on how some of the options for us.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I definitely think a 14-day free trial is worth to start with. But right now, we have a New Year's promotion that includes a 50% off discount on a six-month Canada or World Deluxe membership. And it's from now until the 10th. And then we have a 50% off discount on a one-month membership for those same packages from January 11th to the 16th. So now is a really good time to start. And by purchasing a membership or doing your DNA, you're going to get access to the other information that you couldn't find through your own search, your own relatives and things like that. So it'll give you full access to the historical records, to the family trees, and even through DNA, connect you with living descendants of your common ancestors.
I absolutely love it. And what a wonderful promotion right now. 50% off, a couple of different options there. You do have the two-week trial if you want to go that way. You do have the DNA option, which is a really wonderful and relatively new option for people. So, Leslie, this has been fascinating for me. Thank you for all the work that you've done and putting this through your system. And I think it's been a wonderful example of what people might find.
You're welcome. And I really hope we can sit down and work further on your family tree together.
Leslie Anderson with Ancestry.ca. This has been a great exercise for me and a fascinating way to start 2021. People should certainly take advantage of the site. Again, Ancestry.ca. That's the spot. It's Mark Wigmore with you. Thank you for visiting the Oasis here on the New Classical FM.